If you would, look in your missal again. We'll make sense of this. Page 2, I guess. Today is the Triodion 3, code word for third week of the Triodion, third Sunday of the Triodion. There are four Sundays of the Triodion period. And if you've missed any of the services before this, Triodion is a three-week period that precedes Lent. So this is the third Sunday of that, and it's called Meat Fair. Notice how fair is spelled. It's not F-A-I-R. You know, this is not like the county fair or the state fair. Fair meaning food, okay? So it means that according to the, you know, practice of the church, today is considered the last day that we would eat meat before Easter. Hopefully we've been emptying our refrigerators and stuff of meat. Today would be meat fair. We eat meat today. And then this next week is called the cheese week, and it ends with cheese fair Sunday. So this next week, you know, depending on how you understand fasting, but even on Wednesday and Friday, you can have cheese and eggs and dairy, but no meat, according to the practice of the church. So the idea is, you know, kind of easing us into Lent, emptying your refrigerators. You know, so this wouldn't be the time to stock up on fresh meats because starting to get rid of some of the meat, the eggs, the cheese, depending on how you're going to keep the fast. Every religion, the big ones, have, you know, some dietary rules that they practice. You know, there's people, you know, Jewish people do kosher now and then, you know, and then, you know, the Muslims will do Ramadan, where they have special, you know, fasting, and not that it's the same, but even our Orthodox Christian culture has a time when we do special dietary, so it doesn't make us weird, it doesn't make us, you know, so peculiar and so outlandish, you know, to keep. So, so we have one more week, and then, you know, next Sunday, and then Monday starts Lent. So there's the, you know, I've said this before, that the one big rule to keep during Lent is not to really talk about what you're doing, you know, above and beyond what the rules are, okay? You know, and the rules are kind of up here, so there's not too many people that do above and beyond what the rules, you know. But anyway, we don't want to talk about it, so we just want to do it, okay? So if someone, however, you know, that doesn't mean that we can't encourage each other. That doesn't mean that we can't say, you know, have a great Lent and how's your Lent going and stuff like that. That's good. That's good. Okay. I mean, you know, if you ever went to Weight Watchers, I think I need to, but I haven't gone, you know, or to AA or, you know, these 12-step programs. All of those things are about, you know, being around people that have the same frame of mind, being around an encouraging environment, having people around you to encourage you as you're doing this. So we can encourage. However, we don't want to show off that we're fasting. And the Lord is kind of clear. He says, when you fast, he says, anoint your head. And, you know, I guess we could put your face on, you know, wear your makeup, comb your hair, shower, shave, whatever you would do normally. Not to show that you're fasting, but your fasting, you know, is between you and God. But here in our community of faith, we know. We're going to start fasting, you know, next week. So we want to encourage each other. And one of the biggest encouragements is when we're all together and we see each other and we say, we all came here for the same reason. And so let's come on time when church starts, which is 8:15 on Sunday mornings, you know, or whenever your kids let you come. So anyway, that is what we're about to do. So why don't we stand and pray now?